Miracle at Reedamer House, Senior Version, Chapter 4.
"I know we had enough vegetables delivered last Friday to get us through the month," said Addie to Sandra, who was helping prepare dinner. "I inspected the sack myself. But there's only enough left for a couple of weeks at best."
"I noticed our portions have been a bit smaller over the last few weeks, but didn't want to complain," replied Sandra.
"Actually, most of the girls have felt hungry when going to bed. I've heard them whispering."
Neither of them said any more about it, but both were thinking the same. Someone was stealing food. But how? The kitchen was securely locked when not in use. Addie slept fitfully during the next week. Mettie was the most likely thief. She sat up several times at night and glanced over at Mettie's bed, but she always lay quietly asleep. And besides, even though Mettie still struck out at the other girls, at least she was helping with chores. Addie was sure that in time she would change.
"I think that's it for the dishes, Mettie," said Addie after dinner one evening. "You certainly know how to make our pots shine. Thank you for your excellent work."
Mettie said nothing in response. She lifted the tub of dirty dishwater from the sink and headed slowly toward the back door, keeping a close eye on Mama Addie's movements. As soon as she stepped out into the dining room, Mettie quickly snatched a handful of vegetables from the sack near the back door, then scooted out, careful to keep her back facing the doorway so no one could see. After tossing out the water, she stooped down, quickly placed the stolen goods into the empty tub, and tapped it against the step. It looked as though she was knocking out leftover water or food fragments. In reality, she was hiding her loot under the step, so that whenever she had an opportunity to shake out a mop or hang some laundry, she could grab from her stash if no one was watching. Mettie was very proud of the sneaky, deceitful ways she had learned while living on the streets. Tonight, however, she was not the only sneak.
"Mama Addie," whispered Felicity, "may I speak with you for a minute?"
They walked to Addie's room.
"I set the milk crate out for tomorrow's delivery, as you asked. When I turned around, I saw Mettie toss the water out, but then I saw her throw something into the tub. After she went back inside, I crept along the house and reached under the step, and look!"
She handed two carrots to Addie. Addie's mouth dropped open. She could not speak. The grief she felt at that moment was paralyzing. She had been completely fooled.
"Thank you, Felicity," she said through tears. "Please do not say a word to anyone about this. I must think and pray."
"Girls," said Mama Addie, as they were all seated in the study the next afternoon, "Mettie is at the nurse's today for her 3-month physical exam, and I am taking this opportunity to speak to you for your help." After disclosing to them the sad news of Mettie's thievery, she felt she needed to allow them some time to share their feelings. Many of them were noticeably thinner after 6 weeks of reduced food rations, and they had all endured various forms of abuse from Mettie.
"It's not fair that she treats us so badly and then gets more to eat. She should be made to do lots of extra work."
"I think she should be kicked out," blurted a younger child.
Many nodded in agreement. Then Felicity asked the question Mama Addie was hoping someone would ask.
"How can you be so kind to her when she doesn't deserve it? She's been so very awful to all of us, including you."
"As you know," replied Mama Addie, "you all have a sad story in your past. What you don't know is that I have one too, and I think it's time to tell it."